The trauma of the pandemic has affected many people, from healthcare workers to first responders to grocery store clerks. Hospice workers who deal with death every day are right along with them. The isolation of the coronavirus pandemic turned hospice care on its head. And yet, while the death rate from COVID-19 has dropped, some hospice workers worry about the next surge and the personal toll the past year has taken. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Hospice care focuses on the quality of life, the comfort and emotional well-being of people near the end of their life. The work is typically slow and calm.
I absolutely love my job.
It fills my cup. It gives me gratitude.
Carrie Ray Schemel and Heather McAllister are both hospice providers in Chittenden County. They work for Beata, a private home health care company. McAllister works as a nurse, while Schemel is a medical social worker.
Pre-pandemic, people would say to me, like, your work must be so depressing. And instead, it's like the opposite. Like, a lot of the time, I'm just like in disbelief that I get paid to listen to people's stories and have these intimate moments with individuals and their families.
Death is social, both women tell me. It's raw and powerful. Ideally, families go through it together, and there's lots of tears, laughter, and touching. But this past year, because of COVID, Schemel says she was often the only person in the room with patients, and there were times it was hard to keep up.
Going from room to room, like trying to hold these hands of people who are dying, trying to schedule these Zooms, it's just so chaotic and so sad.
Schemel provided hospice care at Birchwood Terrace, the Burlington nursing home that had the deadliest coronavirus outbreak in the state. 21 residents died there. She also worked at Elderwood, a Burlington long-term care facility ravaged by COVID in November and December.
I never understood the term dropping like flies until I went to these facilities.
She says people would test positive and have no symptoms, and she'd think, huh, maybe they need to be tested again.
And then the next day I would go in and they'd be actively dying. They would turn in a second.
Heather McAllister worked at St. Albans Health and Rehab around the same time. And she says it still haunts her.
I became basically a triage nurse and started having to, what we call black tag people in nursing. That's if you're going to die within a couple hours, that's a black tag.
It sounds like a war zone.
It was absolutely a war zone. The sheer amount of death. I can't tell you how many bags of belongings that sat outside doors because families weren't able to pick it up. I can't tell you the sheer amount of exhaustion and stress and frustration of having to call a family member and say, I know you haven't seen them, but here's what's going on. They're dying and you still can't see them.
The women talk about balancing iPhones over patients, their arms aching at the end of a long day. Carrie Ray Schemel remembers the FaceTime goodbye she set up between a dying husband and his wife of 55 years.
I mean, I know I have PTSD. I mean, as one nurse at a facility said, every time I put on an N95 mask, I have a trauma response.
Schemel and McAllister both describe the red marks etched into their faces from those N95 masks. Masks McAllister admits she sometimes forgets to take off. Carrie Ray Schemel says working with the elderly, she's always hated the ageism she sees in society. But during the pandemic, she says it felt especially cruel.
For example, just in my neighborhood, I ran into my mother-in-law who was talking to another neighbor I didn't know, and I overheard this neighbor say something like, oh, well, it's just people in long-term care facilities that are dying. You know, it's already people who are sick.
She says she was too exhausted to confront the woman, but comments like that infuriate her. The good news is that she hasn't had a COVID patient die in her care since January. But both she and Heather McAllister tell me, in their minds, the pandemic isn't over. Amy Gray works with many of Beata's approximately 400 hospice providers in Vermont, and she says many feel the same way.
It's still uneasy. It's tense.
The pandemic has created staffing shortfalls, and it's gone on so long, Gray says. Even before COVID, one study found nearly 40% of hospice workers experience burnout.
And so when I start to hear about new strains of COVID, I'm like, well, let's get ready. Like, there's so much we don't know. And I think that's what's hard, that unknown. And that's, I got to be honest, as a clinician, is what's exhausting.
Carrie Ray Shamel and Heather McAllister say they're trying to take care of themselves. Both are in therapy and say they spend as much time as possible outside. But Shamel says she was struck last month by the warmer weather and longer days, that change over to spring that happens so quickly in Vermont. Normally, she celebrates it. But this year, it triggered memories of last March, when all the dying started.
To the degree that the other day when I went to let my dog out the back door, I smelled the spring air and I thought, it smells like COVID to me. So it just is really making me think about, in the past year, all the lives I've seen lost to the disease.
Despite that, she calls hospice her calling and says she has no plans to find different work. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.